Thank you for tuning in to the Helium Radio Network. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show. Welcome to another edition of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast here at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center in downtown St. Petersburg. I am joined by my beautiful wife, Lena Roberts.
Hi.
And we have a guest today. Why don't you introduce our guest?
This is Larry Roberts. Listen to me, Larry.
Wow. I'm a member of the family now.
Okay. Wait a minute. Zip. This is Larry Johnson. She is one of my long-term clients and also became one of my long-term friends.
Absolutely. One of the extra benefits of coming here.
Yes. Welcome.
You've been coming here for at least, a month or two, right?
About 7 years.
Yeah.
So what was it? How did you come to hear about us and learn about us 6 or 7 years ago when you first started coming here?
Well, when you first opened, you were offering a discount for military. And my husband is a career naval officer, now retired. And so he came for a massage and he said, you need to come here. Because I had been trying out different places. I have some back issues and such. And so I said, okay. So I came and I tried it and I never left.
And why is that? What is it that keeps you coming back?
Well, primarily Lena.
Of course.
I paid her to say that.
But seriously, I said, she has really not only given me wonderful therapeutic treatment and massages, but her medical knowledge, her knowledge of anatomy, her ability to answer my questions, to provide me with information about not just what the massage therapy is doing for me, but other things in my life that I could be doing better, posture issues, lots of other things. It's become more of a complete experience. And then, as Lena mentioned, over the years, we've become great friends, as we have with you, Scott. So
I get included by proxy.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you. This really feels like family for me.
Well, we have really been a part of your life.
You have. The ups and downs, goods and bads.
Yes. But you went to Africa last year.
I did.
And Scott was involved in your training to make sure that you could do all of these excursions that you did in Africa. You worked with him for how long? 3 months?
3 months, right.
Three months.
Personal
training?
Twice a week, personal training. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I realized is that, life has become a lot more sedentary with the kind of work that I do. I do PR and marketing. I do a lot of sitting in front of the computer. And so one of the things in Africa you have to do is climb onto these very, very high safari jeeps, big steps.
Yes.
And so I thought, I'm not going to be hauled up like a piece of meat every time I want to get into that jeep by the other people. It'd be embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd start some fitness and strength training with Scott so that I could do that. And a number of other things came along with that. So it made for certainly a much better experience for me, but I have to say some great friends went with us who've known me for years, and they said, we never expected you to be able to do that. So there.
So with that, and tell us a little bit more about Larry Johnson, approximate age.
No age. Approximate age
I'm breaking the rules of asking a woman what her age is.
Eternal.
Between 20 and not 20.
Right. Anyway, what I was trying to get to is that, obviously sometimes as a lot of people get a little bit older, and that's healthy
again.
Expensive, healthy in doing so, but it gets a little harder sometimes to stay mobile and do things. So What would you say that your experience working with me was in being able to move from wherever you were when you started to being able to do those types of excursions and climbing into those vehicles?
Well, during the training, it was basically fear of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great motivator.
I'm intimidating.
That was a great motivator, right? Right. And then of course
the whips, you know, help.
The whining and complaining that came along with it too. So, yeah. But overall, it was very helpful.
I wasn't too hard on you.
Oh yes, you were. Of course, you were terrible. But I loved every minute of it.
I'm sure that'll encourage many people to want to come participate in that.
It's all about the end results, and those were terrific.
Results driven.
That's right. That's why I kept showing up.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So we're obviously feel very privileged to have you as a longtime client here.
Me too.
And, it really means a lot to us that you trust us with your health and wellness. And your friendship, of course, is also very important to us. We actually went to an anniversary party that you and Charlie had.
Mm-hmm.
And what was really neat about that is we got to learn some things about bears.
Bears?
Which we collect, yes.
Tell us about the bears.
Okay, so starting a very long time ago, somehow just realized that we didn't have any bears in our life. Well, that's not a big deal, but all of a sudden I got a bear for a gift, and that sort of started the trend, and then we got two or three more, and pretty soon our friends go, "Oh, do you like bears?" Well, never say yes, because that's all we ever got from then on was bears, bear everything. Bear, soft bears, hard bears.
We actually get you a bear for Christmas, didn't we?
Yes, you did. Oh, bears. Man. And we have we have a 6-foot redwood bear standing outside our front door. He's our guard bear. and just a house full of them, all kinds in really nice artwork and really silly stuff. And it just sort of became the thing. So it's easy for friends, so they always know what to give you. So, great. When the day comes and all the bears have to go somewhere else, it's going to be a very sad day. But
it is, Did you put them in your will? Is somebody going to
get
the bears?
Well, of course.
Okay.
You.
I get the bears?
Well, some of them.
Wow. Now I feel really special. I was feeling a little less than special because you were talking about how amazing Lena was and how terrible I was. So, at least if I get
you
a bear.
You wanted me to tell the truth, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there
absolutely.
You go.
Always the truth. So, Charlie spent a long time in the Navy. What does he do now?
Charlie runs a marine electrical design and installation business called JTB Marine. And I will say this with all honesty, he's the best there is, and is very busy and continues to be busy doing great projects on both personal craft and small commercial craft in the, not just in this area, but all over the state of Florida. In fact, his furthest away job was in Lebanon. And one summer we got to go to Lebanon for 9 weeks he wired a sailboat, and I got to travel and play and have a wonderful time and a great experience.
What was the food like?
Oh, fabulous. Well, I'm half Lebanese anyway on my mother's side, so I've always grown up with that kind of cooking and love it. The Mediterranean diet is so good for you. And but to be able to cook it and eat it in Lebanon was such a treat. Just everything fresh and wonderful. And it was summertime, so we could go pick our own vegetables and herbs and everything. So he's, through that, we've had some great experiences. And he's also an avid cyclist. So he cycles, and I'm the sag wagon. So I support, and of course have to check out all the restaurants and wine and everything before he gets there, just to be sure that everything's going to taste good when he gets there.
So for Charlie, the physical demand of cycling, anybody that's spent any time on a bicycle, and he spends a lot of his time on a bicycle,
a bicycle and cramped up underneath of a boat.
When he's at work, those boats have so much open space to work in.
Mm-hmm. He's a pretzel.
You have to contort yourself into some weird positions to get your hand in the right angle to be able to turn a screwdriver or a wrench or whatever it is to work on the stuff that he works on in those boats. It's not exactly very roomy.
No.
So every time I've worked on them, and luckily I get to be the person that works on Charlie.
I worked on him first.
Yeah, you did.
That's why I started going to Lena. highly recommended.
Yes. So, and that's nice because have you ever had any massages from anybody else in the office besides the two of us?
I have, but I don't remember them.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I've had great massages from everyone here. But I always, I mean, Lena's my person.
She
knows me. She knows my issues, my body, my bad points, my good points, and puts up with all the blah, blah, too.
You got a little blah, blah in your massages?
I blah, blah a lot at her. She's sort of my counselor, too. Oh. But don't tell her that. She'll charge me more.
Well, luckily for you, she's not licensed to charge as such.
Yes,
well,
yes.
Yeah, we'd make a lot more money if we started charging people for kind of therapy along with the massage therapy that we're doing. I think a lot of people sometimes use us for that, knowing that they don't have to pay those rates that they would.
And we do a lot of smiling and nodding.
I know.
Yes.
I get that a lot.
Yeah,
yes.
We're not advisors usually. Yeah, you know, no, it's just a lot of smiling and nodding and listening.
Good listening.
Yes.
Very good listening. Yeah,
that's great. So, what do you think what would you say that your favorite part of a massage is? Not just here, but what is your favorite part of massage?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think for me, it's coming in with an issue or some pain, and knowing that you're going to help me get rid of it, or at least modify it or mitigate it in some way. And so there's the expectation of always feeling better. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. And the other thing is just the time for myself. It's like, you know, I've mentioned to you several times, I shouldn't have come today. I have so much to do. But then I realize it's my time and I need it. And it's a wonderful way to just kind of let go of everything.
Yes.
And let the stress go away and just relax and just, you know, have my time. And
your time is very important, because you give a lot to other people.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
When we come back from our break that we're going to take in just a second, we're going to learn a little bit more about what you do for the community.
Oh, thank you.
So
there's a lot of things that Lena does in a session that make her a little special and unique. They include things like hot towels, essential oils, salt stones.
Cupping.
Wonderful, wonderful essential oils and just, I mean, the room is always lovely. The atmosphere is always perfect. I have to say the head massages are unbelievable. The face and head. Oh my gosh, I could do that for like a whole day. The other thing that's been very interesting to me recently is Lena has introduced me to reflexology, and I didn't know a whole lot about it. And I had a wonderful session, and she usually throws in a little bit for every massage that I have, and I have a really, you know, sort of taken an interest in learning more about it. It's been I think enlightening for me to understand how it all works and to actually feel the results of that as well. So I'm looking forward to having more of that, and I know she's in the middle of a very long and very arduous.
I finished next month.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Reflexology course. And so I, you know, I'm always happy to volunteer to be her guinea pig anytime she wants to try something out on me.
And I do. I use you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us in another edition of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. We're going to take a short break. And when we get back, as Lena said a minute ago, we're going to learn more about Larry Johnson, all the different boards that she may be in or on, and things that she participates in our local community. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. And be sure to like and share.
Hey, Eric Remmel here, producer of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, and I'm here today to tell you about the amazing folks at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. Not only am I a producer of the show, but I'm also a client. Their staff of therapists are truly the best at what they do. Now is your chance to check them out for yourself. Go to their website, peacefulwarriorswellness.com, and click Book Now, or give them a call at 727-822-8866. Use the promo code RADIO and get $15 off your first visit. Yes, you heard me right. $15 off your first visit. Now, this is just for a limited time, and make sure to tell them that you heard about it on heliumradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. We're here today with myself, Scott Roberts,
Lena Roberts,
and our guest,
Larry Johnson.
All right. So we got to hear a little bit about your experiences here at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center and how long you've been a client here and what kind of differences have been made for you and for us, because obviously not only do we impact your life, but you get to impact our lives as well. Good. You've become very special to us.
Thank you.
And so I know that you're very active in a lot of different things. Please tell us a little bit more about some of the things that are going on in our community, whether it be down at the new pier.
Mm-hmm.
That is supposed to be open someday in the next 10 years.
and in the future, to be determined.
Right. So, and I know you've been very active down there in Pasadena, where you know, around mm-hmm. where you live. So go ahead and talk to us a little bit about some of that.
Okay. Well, the most exciting thing right now is I am a board member of Tampa Bay Watch, which is an organization that's been around for 27 years, located out at Tierra Verde, right at the entrance of Fort DeSoto. And until recently, the organization really didn't have a large public presence. It is an environmental organization that has been focused on restoring Tampa Bay and does that through a number of restoration programs to help to reestablish natural shorelines, to replant seagrass, to improve the water quality of Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay Watch has been extremely successful in helping to bring Tampa Bay's water quality back to where it was in the 50s, before all the dredge and fill started, before mm-hmm. a lot of pollution, population growth, and then pollution being dumped in the bay. So this organization was selected by the city of St. Petersburg to run the new education center, the Marine Education Center at the new pier. And that has now evolved into more than an education center. It's now going to be an amazing marine focused discovery center, where we will show the story of Tampa Bay, how it's gone from healthy to nearly dead in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and how it's been brought back to high water quality and is now just a hotbed of recreation and fishing, recreational fishing, commercial fishing. It's an economic driver in the community, and it's one of the cleanest estuaries in the United States. So it's a very exciting story to tell that the organization has never had an opportunity to tell to the public before. They expect about 1.7 million visitors to the pier every year, and about 100,000 of those are expected to come through our Discovery Center, which is beyond thrilling, because not only will we be able to tell this story, but hopefully our goal is to grow new stewards of the environment. I think, as you all know, we have some major issues now with our environment, a lot of issues with plastic pollution. Single-use plastics are, you know, hopefully on their way out. And just what these things, this pollution does to our overall environment, but also in particular to our waters. And this area is so dependent on beautiful waters, the Gulf, the Bay, the beaches, for not only tourism, but also business, economy, quality of life for all of us. So what we'd like to impart on our visitors is, first, we want them to have some fun. We want them to be entertained. And there are a number of things they can do in the Discovery Center to be entertained. We're going to have a beautiful big mangrove tank, other live exhibits. We're going to have this fabulous wow exhibit that is called the 1 Second Wave. And it's been created out of water bottles, 1,500 of them, and it represents how many water bottles we use in this country every second.
Second?
Every second. 1,500 water bottles get used and tossed in this country every second. So if you do the math, and I can't do it that fast, but that adds up to some billions of water bottles that get used and tossed, that get used and tossed every year. So, you know, unfortunately, it's something we've gotten so used to doing. So it's going to take a lot of rethinking and changing habits to start using reusable cups, reusable water glasses, you know, things like that, so that, you know, we don't just grab that water bottle going out the door and then throw it in the trash. So that's one of the goals of the Discovery Center. Another is we're developing a whole series of educational programming for adults and kids that will take place not only at the Discovery Center, but outside the Discovery Center is our wet classroom with some great steps that go down into the water.
I've seen the photos of the mock-up photos of this, and it looks like it's going to be so much
fun. It's going to be fabulous.
Cannot wait to bring my grandson here.
Yay! And then we're also building a brand new, about a 40-foot catamaran, and that will go online probably late fall. The city is providing us with a dock for that, so that will also be part of our educational programming and our eco tours for our visitors.
So you'll be able to go out on the catamaran for an eco tour?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, they do what they call a mini trawl, so they put a little net back and they pull up whatever it is that they grab, and then they talk about that and do some educational programming on what's in the net. So it's going to change every time you
go
out.
Yeah.
And also, hopefully, you know, we've seen manatees and dolphin that have now come in to the new pier area. They're checking it out and, you know, making sure everything's going to be cool.
So I was going to ask about that with the manatees. I know that manatees are very important to Florida and to the ecology of Florida. I know a lot of them go over to the Tampa side. Does Tampa Bay Watch include both sides of the bay? I know that the pier is going to be on this side, but does it cover all sides of the bay?
We do. In fact, one of our largest mitigation programs has been with MacDill Air Force Base. If you're familiar with the base, or if you've ever taken the ferry from St. Pete over to Tampa, and you actually go right by the base, there's an area called Garrison Point, I think. Don't quote me on that.
Close.
And it's actually the tip of MacDill Air Force Base, and it has suffered some really, really massive deterioration of shoreline because of dredging, because of commercial shipping, and just a number of other factors that were man-made. So one of the first programs that we did at MacDill was to help to restore part of the shoreline. And we do that with several methods. The first thing we do is we basically create an oyster shell barrier. It's called an oyster shell reef, or we create oyster reef balls, which are these concrete dome-shaped objects that are put down in the water, and there's a special kind of marine concrete they use, and then oysters are attracted to that. And we also put oyster shells there. So an oyster will come, an oyster larva, I sound like a scientist, will come and attach itself to these shells because that's how they regrow. And pretty soon you have a living oyster reef. Okay, so that's the first thing. Oysters are amazing at what they can filter out of the water. They can filter like 50 gallons of water a day. One oyster can take contaminated water and purify it 50 gallons a day. So they are very, very vitally important to the bay. So we create those. The next thing is silt starts to build up behind those, and then then we plant seagrass and a number of other things, and eventually we plant mangroves once there's enough silt and soil there, and we basically recreate the natural shoreline that has been destroyed through dredging or storms and such. The cool thing about that, for those of us who live in this area and know that, you know, sea level rises is happening, we see it, and if you have a seawall, you're not nearly as well protected, believe it or not, from heavy waves as you are with a natural shoreline, because the natural shoreline is designed to cut down on those forces of the wave. So about 50% of the force of the wave is mitigated or is reduced before it actually gets to anything that is considered buildable land.
Right.
So the mangroves take all of that and they absorb all that energy. Seawall, it just bangs up against the seawall. It either bounces over the top or undermines underneath and can very often just knock a whole seawall down if the storm's strong enough. So, you know, we are in hurricane land, and we definitely are in an area that we need to be worried about those kinds of things. And this is one of those mitigation areas that's very important to the community and also to tell people about so they know what they can do in their own homes.
Absolutely. I know we've had a couple of clients that have expressed interest in different things marine related, and we've always talked about Tampa Bay Watch to them and trying to get them connected into that so that they can, you know, grow in that area.
One of our therapists, Bridget, she does a lot of volunteership with Tampa Bay Watch.
Excellent.
With the Weeding Island. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of the ecological volunteering.
Thank you.
In fact, her girlfriend became one of the interns for Tampa Bay Watch.
Excellent.
It became the more you know, the more you talk about it, the more it grows.
Absolutely.
So I'm very glad.
So it sounds like that's
going to
be a really exciting center down there at the pier.
It's going to be fabulous. It's and you know, we're looking at, although we don't have an official date yet from the city, we're looking at probably, you know, sometime in May, we think. That's kind of what, you know, the
hope is.
The hope is, yeah.
I think the last that I heard was that the official grand opening was going to be July the 4th.
Well, that's going to be a huge party.
Right.
The city's putting on just a huge party for the community, along with the fireworks and everything. And but hopefully the pier will be up and running prior to that.
I had heard that Memorial Day was going to be a target.
Oh, good. Date. Well, thank you.
And I read that probably on Facebook, and you know how true that is.
That's right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed, because it's going to be an incredibly exciting addition to the community. The pier is so different than what we've had before. Certainly a lot more for people to do, especially with kids. There's going to be a great playground, a splash pad, all kinds of other things. So I hope everybody will come down and come to the Tampa Bay Watch Discovery Center and learn all about our great story, and hopefully volunteer or contribute, become a member, and just come back and see us many, many times. It's a great pleasure.
Awesome. So we got about a minute left. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our audience?
I would like to thank the two of you for making this experience so valuable for me. It's been a physical, mental, psychological improvement in my life coming here. And I come as often as I can. And I just urge everyone to, if you haven't tried it, try it. You will be amazed at what it does for you.
And again, as I said earlier, we certainly appreciate you and your patronage, as well as your friendship, and all the work that you do in the community around us to try to make all of St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay a better place.
Thank you very much.
On behalf of those of us and those listening, we thank you as well.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. So this has been another great edition of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. You can find us online at www.peacefulwarriorswellness.com. Our phone number is 727-822-8866. Go online or give us a call. Schedule an appointment with Lena.
No. She's mine.
Larry's worried about you taking one of her spots. Or Jemison, or Catherine, Kesha, Bridget, Caroli, and if you're really brave, you can even schedule an appointment with me. All right? You guys have a great day. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Helium Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and should not be construed in any way as advice from Helium Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by the producers, writers, and editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written consent of Helium Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.